This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do so seeking His blessings, we seek refuge in Him, we seek His assistance and we seek His guidance, and we request praises and blessings upon our Master and our Teacher, the final Messenger and the seal of all Prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, at this very juncture, in the best of all months, during the best of all moments of this month, a narration comes to mind amongst other narrations, but perhaps this narration stands out because it depicts a sense of urgency. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar, and as he did so, he said Ameen 3 times. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een, in their usual diligence with everything which he said and everything which he did, which included his whispers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took note of it and immediately asked him about it. No doubt in some of their minds was the idea that this could be a new etiquette of how a person should ascend the minbar. They were taking their religion from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And upon asking him, he responded by saying that a nuanced situation happened on that moment, on that day, at that time when he ascended the minbar. For at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted the greatest of all angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, to descend. Allah permitted the greatest of all angels to descend to the greatest of all messengers, and they had an exchange. An exchange which included Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. For Jibreel alayhi salam made 3 supplications. And from them he said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ أَدْرَكَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانٍ فَانْسَلَخْ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. And this is one version of the narration. Jibreel alayhi salam made a dua and said, may the downfall be upon a person who witnesses the month of Ramadan, and then the month peels away in salakh, it leaves him or her, and it leaves him or her without them being forgiven. To this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I said Ameen. Now I pondered over this narration, brothers and sisters in Islam, and this should be our mannerism with our sources. We should be interactive with our sources. We don't just read stories. It's not story time when we learn from the Quran and the Sunnah. I pondered over it thinking, subhanAllah, Allah tells us in the Quran that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this very Messenger, our Messenger, the seal of all Prophets and the final Messenger, he is a mercy to the worlds. A mercy to the worlds. And the mercy to the worlds says to a dua from the greatest of all angels, Ameen. And this dua is one of destruction upon a person who witnesses Ramadan, and Ramadan leaves them without them being forgiven. What would make the mercy of the worlds say Ameen to this dua? Knowing that this dua includes anyone and everyone from them, members from his own ummah, brothers and sisters in Islam. And the only solution and conclusion that I could have to this question that no doubt filled my mind and should fill all our minds is the eminence of the month of Ramadan. That this month comes to us, brothers and sisters in Islam, as the best of all months, as a gift containing gifts, because it is the gift that keeps gifting. This is the reality of Ramadan. When it arrived a few weeks ago, it knocked our doors with the gift of mercy, unprecedented mercy. The gift of forgiveness, unprecedented forgiveness. The gift of the Quran, the gift of fasting, the gift of the door of Ar-Rayyan. For that door is only for the one who fasts to enter through. And that is one of the entry points into paradise. It came to us with the gift of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And then the greatest night of the year, the night of special virtue and decree and power, the night we've been searching for during the last few nights. It comes to us with the gift of Sadaqatul Fitr. the gift of being freed from the hellfire, the gift of the doors of paradise being widely opened, and the gift of the doors of the hellfire being tightly shut, the gift of the shayateen being chained, so you and I have every opportunity to be the best version of ourselves. It is truly the gift that keeps gifting. And when Ramadan came, it didn't come with these gifts in hands with fists closed, but rather in hands outstretched, that anyone who wanted to take could take with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ramadan came with these gifts, presenting them in a way, knowing that it is not for Ramadan to decide who benefits from them, but it is for the Ummah who Ramadan has come to benefit from them. If this is the reality of Ramadan, and Ramadan leaves us without us being forgiven, then brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is a religion of sustainability. It's a practical religion. It makes sense why the Messenger himself, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would say ameen to this destructive dua, for the only one who witnesses Ramadan and Ramadan leaves them without them being forgiven is one who chooses not to be forgiven. Now this is a month, brothers and sisters in Islam. If you apply yourself in the least, you will get so much more than you anticipate. It is a month in which if you slip, the only doors you can fall through are the doors of paradise, because Allah has shut the doors of Jahannam. This is the reality of the month that we are in. And this is the reality of the month that is about to leave us, brothers and sisters in Islam. The days that we have are extremely precious. The message from the minbar is, do not let Ramadan leave you without you being forgiven. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bi hadi sayyidi mursalin laqad qultu ma qultu astaghfirullah al-azim al-jalil li wa lakum wa li sa'iri al-muslimin min kulli dhanbi wa khati'ah fastaghfiru innahu kana ghaffara wa tubu ilayhi innahu kana tawwaba.